We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You know, I wanted to reflect back to the great trip that we had to the Valley of the Sun, to Phoenix for Super Bowl 57, and the job that everybody did for Sports Grid and SiriusXM at the Sirius stage for such an incredible week at Radio Row at the Convention Center. It really was incredible. We had a really good time. I thought we did amazing shows. I hope you liked them. I got a big kick out of it, and I kind of wanted to really just go back and go down the litany of great guests that we had on the show and how cool they all were, each one of them. I thought for me, you know, at the very least, I thought everybody was great, right? Like, so I enjoyed everybody immensely. But one of the things I had to say was my favorite guest was Bret Michaels of Poison. I just thought that the rock star was really cool, down to earth, fun. We certainly had a lot in common. He was from Pittsburgh. He's from Butler, outside of the Steel City. I was more from inside the city growing up. But we're both gigantic Steeler fans. And I just had a blast talking to him about rocking out, doing concerts all over the world, being good friends with Kenny Chesney, and his affinity for Steeler football. He just loves it. And he supported him his entire life. And he was at the Super Bowl doing his thing, promoting his new single and his new tour. And then he went to French Lick, Indiana to do an event after I talked to him. And the guy just, you know, we became friends. And he followed me on social media right after he came on the show. I followed him back. I thanked him for an incredible session that we had doing the show, and he said it was really fun and cool. He had a blast, and we were going to stay in touch, and it was great having new friends. And I was, like, down with that completely. I just thought Bret Michaels of Poison. Imagine that. Like, this guy, you know, it's weird. I've worked with so many rock bands over the years, Metallica, Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, to name a few. I've met everyone and their brother, Billy Joel, you name it. And, you know, a lot of that had to do with Howard Stern, but whatever. Certainly all the ones that I mentioned before, like the Crues and the Metallicas and GNR, I met all of them when I worked in Los Angeles and did Pharrell on a Bench nationally from Lipstick City. So believe me, you, I've met a ton of rock stars. I just thought Bret was really cool and normal and fun to hang out with, and I just thought he was an absolute badass. Another guy that I just thought was fantastic was Adoree Jackson of the Giants. He plays for the New York Football Giants, and I just thought he was so cool. He was fun. He was funny. We were laughing. I thought the interview was great. He was talking about playing in New York and playing for Dable and how much he likes him, and I mean, he just kicked it in with me. We just had a lot in common and a lot of laughs, and we talked a lot about everything, basketball, you name it. And we didn't, you know, sit there and get boring. It was fresh. It was cool. He was hip. He had all kinds of bling on. I thought Adoree was a trip, to be honest with you. Carl Banks is a legend. Certainly fun to have him on. I've interviewed him before. He probably didn't remember it, but I've certainly interviewed him over the years in New York. But he was there pimping the new clothing line that he's got with Michael Strahan. Basically, they're selling Super Bowl leather jackets with Starter. I must admit, they're fresh, and they're really cool. They had a gold one, like the Hall of Fame gold, that was really fantastic. But I didn't like the back of it. They had this big shot of Arizona, like the desert, stitched into the back of it. I thought the coat, I would have bought it if it was just gold all the way around with the Super Bowl logo on it. But I didn't like the back of it. It was too fresh prints for me. But I thought the jackets overall were really cool. They had different ones, different colors. But I thought the gold one was the coolest one until they, you know, don't tell anybody, ruined the back of it. I didn't like the stitching on the back, but I thought everything else about it was really fresh. He was fun to talk about the Giants and what they're doing, their turnaround, talking about broadcasting, doing the games with Howard Cross and Bob Papa and what it's like working for the Maras. I thought that was a great interview. Marshall Faulk was really cool as well, of course. The greatest show on turf. He won a Super Bowl. He's a Hall of Famer, and he was just fantastic. I thought he was just a blast talking about going to San Diego State. You know, my son wants to go to school there. That's one of the schools he got into, and who knows if he'll go there. But Marshall was trying to seal the deal and talk about how great it was being an Aztec and how much fun he had at San Diego State in his Aztec years. It was cool talking to him about playing in the NFL, playing for the Rams, winning a Super Bowl, going into Canton. I thought that was also a really fun interview. Rashad Jennings was cool. I thought he was fresh too. And we had a lot of laughs. I liked that interview. Christian Watson of the Packers. What a trip he was. Like talking about playing at that dinky North Dakota State. But they're a great football program. If you go there, they play in big games. They play for chips. I know that much. But I like Christian. He was really chill. He was cool. He had great bling, great clothes. Big kid, 6'5", 210. He gets up after it, I'll tell you that much. And we talked a lot about his start, which was really rough, and dropping bombs from Rodgers and the heat he was getting when he first started as a rookie. And then at the end of the season, he caught, you know, 8 or 9 touchdown passes, and he became the focal point of their offense and the star of the team. Watson is going to be that for a long time. He even talked about practicing with Love and his arm, and he might be seeing a lot of that arm soon enough if the Packers and Rodgers can't come to terms. You know, they owe him $58 million, but the more you look at it, it seems like he's going to leave there, and that they've already said, you know, if you want to trade, let us know, and we'll make it happen. So it's really up to Rodgers. And Watson's like, I love playing with Rodgers. He's a freak. His arm is unbelievable. His passes are unbelievable. But I like working with Jordan Love as well. So it sounds to me like he's cool with either one of them. I really liked talking to Christian Watson. Sam Ponder of ESPN was also fun. I thought she had a great attitude. She was cracking jokes. She was laughing. She was making fun of her husband, Christian, the quarterback at Florida State, who I hated because I'm a Canes fan. I really liked Sam. I thought she was cool. She joked around about Rex Ryan and Matt Hasselbeck and Randy Moss and Teddy Bruschi. They do a great job on the game day show on ESPN. I thought Sam was fresh. So Chris Johnson, the great running back, you know him from like the Titans. I certainly remember him in college as well, playing at East Carolina. But I thought he was cool. And, you know, Donovan McNabb, certainly we got to talk to him for a little bit, and all his success playing with the Eagles and all those championship games and Super Bowl and playing for Andy Reid. I thought that was pretty trippy as well. And McNabb certainly is a god in Philadelphia. Vernon Davis also came on the show, the great tight end, and I thought he was cool as hell. I mean, he had been through a lot with his family. Avante got popped, a DUI, crashed the car, passed out on the side of the road, allegedly, and, you know, facing all kinds of charges. Vernon didn't want to talk about any of that, and I agreed to not talk about any of that. I'm cool with Vernon, and I thought he was awesome to talk to about everything else, being a Niner, playing in San Francisco, playing at Candlestick, what it was like going to Santa Clara from Candlestick, what the fans were like at Candlestick compared to the fans at Santa Clara. I thought that was interesting as well. Solomon Wilcott, of course, he does NFL radio, so he was right there, and he's certainly done it all, and, in broadcasting for sure, and I've known him for a long time, so it was fun talking to Solomon, and I was working right next to him the entire week on the SiriusXM set. Bill Michaels, of course, and some of the other radio hosts that we talked to, like, of course, Bill's just gigantic in Wisconsin. We talked to Donovan Lewis from The Ticket in Dallas. He was great. John Jastrzemski from The Ringer in New York. His New York show, very popular. Plus, the legend Tony Bruno, Philly's finest. He was just as cool as they get. Having him on was just kick ass. It was killer. So I've always known Tony. He and I are like the godfathers of this. We've done it longer than anybody. Anyway, Thomas Dimitroff, the former Falcon GM, was also an interesting guest. He's doing all kinds of trippy things now with analytics. He had done a great podcast with all the GMs where he drove around in his van and interviewed GMs all over the league. He did about half of them, and now he's doing analytics with company called Sumer Sports. And it's very interesting what they're doing with the NFL teams, for sure. Sean Merriman, lights out, extreme fighting. And, of course, the legendary Charger, who's a friend of mine. He comes on the show periodically. It was fun having him on. Randy Grimes, the former Tampa Bay Buccaneers center, who certainly had his fair share of problems with addiction, got clean, got straight, now saving lives, getting people off of drugs and painkillers, and finding a better way to lead their life. It was fun talking to Coach Billick. I've always been friends with Brian Billick, the legendary coach of the Ravens who won a Super Bowl. Kyle Turley and Jim McMahon. I love Jim McMahon and the 85 Bears. We talked all about it. And Kyle Turley and I have been boys forever. Of course, those two have a company called Revenant. They're basically selling weed and getting players to get on the weed instead of painkillers. And I thought one of my other favorite interviews the entire week was LeGarrette Blount. What an absolute badass Blount is. He's also selling CBD oils. So what a week in Phoenix. I had an incredible time. My thanks to everybody at SiriusXM, Scott Greenstein, Steve Cohen, Eric Spitz, Steve Torrey, and everybody at Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio that made it all possible. A great job by Mafia and all the producers, Chris Kofsky, you name it. Thanks so much. It was a great week in Phoenix.